The music of Will Holzhauser defies easy categorization. Streaming services have variously filed his albums as jazz, folk, even easy listening. There's more than a grain of truth to these classifications, but adjectives like elegant, ebullient, and saucy fit much better. And maybe ambitious. Holzhauser is an accordionist, and his new recording, The Lone Wild Bird, is a solo effort, a rarity for a virtuoso on his instrument. Martin Johnson has this review, and after Martin's review, we'll hear my interview with Holzhauser. He brought his accordion and played.
Accordionist Will Holzhauser has played in a wide variety of bands, from violinist Regina Carter's jazz hybrid group Reverse Thread, to singer-songwriters like Suzanne Vega and Rufus Wainwright, to klezmer bands, to his own trio, Musette Explosion. On his latest recording, Lone Wild Bird, he goes it alone, solo. The austere setting allows Holzhauser to really showcase the sound of his instrument and its versatility. In the hymn-like track that we just heard, it can be solemn and pensive, but it can also be boisterous and joyful. The setting also allows us to hear the inner workings of his instrument. Underneath the accordion sound are grunts and huffs from the air that gets pumped inside of it. On the track Avery, he shakes the bellows on the instrument to create a rhythmic underpinning for the tune, almost as if he was accompanied by someone on the washboard. Holzhauser grew up in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He is the son of two ministers, so hymns were an early part of his musical diet. He was studying jazz piano and turned to accordion when a college pal gave him one as a gift. He was fascinated by the mechanics of the instrument and its versatility. It was a cornerstone in folk musics from New Orleans to Madagascar. And Holzhauser, who is 56, was finding his way through his instrument's range at a time when exotic music was rapidly becoming more accessible via the recording boom of the 80s and 90s and the rise of the internet shortly thereafter. It is this variety of music that is reflected on Lone Wild Bird. Holzhauser's original, Three Glasses, is a minor key and intimate tribute to composer Dmitri Shostakovich. Holzhauser's jazz roots are a prominent part of the program. Blue Waters reflects his interest in counterpoint, and it has a bluesy feel. It's a tribute to jazz organ great Jimmy Smith. You might not get the collard greens and cornbread that Smith's music often evoked, but you can feel the soulful grit. Thank you. Holzhauser's jazz interest also led him to the traditional hymn, Abide With Me. The music dates back to the 19th century, but legendary jazz pianist and composer Thelonious Monk recorded an all-horns arrangement. It made the accordionist ponder, what would it have sounded like if Monk played the piano on the track? You can hear some of this idea here. For many music fans, the accordion will bring to mind the music of the Celtic punk rockers, the Pogues, and Holzhauser touches on the Irish traditions on Reel to Reel, a tune written in part by his brother-in-law, who makes violins and played in a band with his father, a first-generation Irish immigrant. There aren't many rules for what you can and cannot do on a solo accordion recording, but it seems essential to address the Cajun tradition, and Holzhauser covers the New Orleans waltz Che Seychelles in tandem with Balfa Waltz to close out this stellar recording.
Now that we've heard Martin Johnson's enthusiastic review of the new solo album, The Lone Wild Bird, by accordion player Will Holzhauser, let's hear from Holzhauser. I spoke with him in 2014 when his album Introducing Musette Explosion was released. It features French waltzes and dances, as well as original songs in the Musette style. He brought his accordion to the studio and played. Since I think most people don't have an accordion at home and don't get to see accordion very much, I'm assuming a lot of people aren't really familiar with what an accordion can really do and how it works. So give us a little tour of your very beautiful accordion.
Well, sure. Well, on the right side, there's a keyboard. It looks like a piano keyboard. And these keys, when you push a key, it opens a valve in the accordion, and that allows air to pass over metal reeds, which are inside the box. So one nickname for it is the squeeze box. So as you move the bellows back and forth, that generates the air, and then when you push the keys on the right hand or the buttons on the left hand, that lets the air through and the reeds sound. So my accordion has four sets of reeds. It can play very low notes on the right hand, or very high notes. If you hit there's these register switches, you can change the reed bank that's activated. So, and then there are two middle sets of reeds, which are slightly detuned. And you can also play all four sets together. So, and then the left hand has buttons, which in the standard accordion system are bass notes and chords. And this was invented in the 19th century to play music that did that. European music, and it's all based, of course, around the European tonal system. That system is called Stradella. There's a town in Italy called Stradella where it was invented. So it's a lot of fun. It's a very versatile instrument with a very wide range and wide dynamics. The dynamics come from the bellows, which it's often said the bellows in the accordion is like the bow of the violin. That's where you get dynamics, expression, and a whole host of other effects.
So manipulate the bellows differently to give us a sense of how the tone changes depending on how you're... What's the verb for what you do with the bellows? What's the right verb?
Bellowing.
Bellowing,
I suppose. But yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's mostly dynamics, but you can, the sound of the note does change as you change the air pressure.
So it's going from slow to fast. In terms of the what you're doing with the bellows?
Yeah, as you push harder, it gets louder as you push more air across the reed. And there's some special effects. If you open the valve halfway and push the air really hard, it can bend the pitch.
Wow. I didn't know you could bend notes on accordion. To bend notes on a keyboard instrument that's not a synthesizer, it's pretty...
Right.
Pretty good. So I should ask you to play a song for us.
Okay.
And your new album, Introducing Musette Explosion, is all musette, which is a type of French song. Tell us what the genre is.
Well, it's basically French dance hall music from the first half of the 20th century. And it's led, the accordion is the lead instrument. The guitar is also very important. And one of the standard forms in this type of music is the waltz. And to us as Americans, it sounds iconically French. But then if you look beneath the surface, it's actually has a very multicultural family tree. So it began with French peasants in Paris playing an instrument called the musette, which was actually a little bagpipe. And then around 1900, there was a wave of Italian immigrants who brought the accordion and a lot of their music to Paris, and they kind of took over the dance halls. The accordion became the lead instrument. The bagpipe was forgotten but left its name to the genre, musette. And there were also a large Roma gypsy population in France, and they contributed a lot of their style to this genre also. Some people say the Roma guitarists were the first ones to write waltzes in minor keys, which became a classic musette sound.
And the tradition that Django Reinhardt was from?
Exactly. His first gig was playing banjo in a musette
banjo.
Dance band.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you have banjo. You're a guitar player. Matt Ministeri plays banjo on some of the tracks.
That's right.
On your album. Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you should play one of the musettes from your album for us. Do you want to do Swing Falls?
Sure. That sounds great.
What are you doing to your accordion?
Oh, I was just making sure that I had the right register on.
Okay.
Because you can, depending on which register you have, you can get, you know, in a different octave, or each one has a sort of different sound or
okay.
different flavor.
And this is my guest, Will Holzhauser.
All right. This is Swing Valse, written by Baro Ferre and Gus Vizur.
That's just so beautiful.
Thank you.
How were you first introduced to the songs known as musette?
Through reissues that came out in the 1990s. There's a great label in France called Frémaux and Associates. So I heard them and I was struck by this music and kind of blown away by how do they get these sounds out of the accordion. And Matt Ministeri, my friend, felt the same way. And that's sort of how we started playing together. We were both interested in French musette. And it's so expressive, virtuosic. It's an unusual type of – some of these tunes, especially swing valse, are hybrids of jazz and French music. So when some of these French musette musicians fell in love with jazz in the 20s and 30s, they began to write these hybrid tunes that were, and hence the name, swing valse. It's inspired by the American records that they were crazy about.
There's something very old-fashioned and avant-garde about the accordion. And let me see if I can explain that. It seems old-fashioned because in this era of, like, digital instruments and everything, like, you're physically pumping air into it. Mm-hmm, you know, you're doing it manually to get the air over the reeds to create the sound. But there's something kind of avant-garde about it because you can get all these really unusual overtones through this array of buttons, almost as if it was some kind of either synthesizer or organ, where you're just creating unusual harmonics.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And especially, yeah, dissonance on the accordion, playing notes very close together can bring out those overtones. And there is a whole range of effects you can get.
Go, show us some effects you can get.
All right. Well, here's some very high notes with special overtones. And if you shake the bellows, you can make it shimmer like that. You can do these bending notes like I showed you before. There's sort of nice clusters you can get.
And
letting
like
your
that.
Hand flop around on the keyboard like a fish. There's rhythmic things you can do with the bellows. Sometimes when I play for my daughter's class, I'll do a train effect. The kids like that.
I like that too.
Anyway, so yeah, that's done by shaking the bellows back and forth. So yeah, there are all kinds of things you can do. You know, you can use the breathing sound. Then you just heard the bellows kind of squeezing, flopping together. So yeah, there's a whole bunch of effects you can get.
I love it. I love it. There's an original song I'm going to ask you to play that you do on your new album, The Musette Explosion. And this is an original song in the style of a French musette.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Chanson Pop, which translates to pop song.
Yes.
So would you talk about composing it? And there's two different parts to the song. It's like a 6-minute piece on the recording.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you to play an excerpt of the opening melody. And then we'll talk about that, and then we'll play an excerpt. I'm going to ask you to play an excerpt from Deeper In.
Okay.
So, but give us an overview of this piece and writing it and what your intention was.
Well, one of the kinds of work that I've really enjoyed doing as an accordionist in New York over the last, 20 years or so is accompanying singers. And I've had great pleasure to accompany some singers that do French repertoire from the chanson tradition, which of course just means song, but it's, for example, the most famous exponent of the chanson tradition is Edith Piaf. And for a while I was playing with a great singer from France named Michel Hermant, and I was the only accompanist. It was really fun because it was just vocals and accordion, so I was the entire backdrop, and he was very good at coaching me in developing these accompaniments. He said, one of these songs is like a movie. So this verse is one scene and you need to create a backdrop. Maybe it's like a sunny day or something. Then the next verse or the next part of the song is totally different, create a different backdrop. So to me, learning about that tradition, which is a little different from the musette tradition. The musette tradition is more the waltzes, the dances, the dance music. And the chanson tradition is more the poetic songwriting. There's some overlap, but this piece I was thinking of some of those Piaf songs and not really trying to imitate them, but sort of trying to tap into the wonderful grandiosity of some of those pieces. So I'll play the opening melody first.
Perfect, yes.
Okay.
That's beautiful. And that's Will Holzhauser in our studio playing the opening of his song Chanson Pop. And I know you said that that's based on, like, chanson, French song.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it sounds like it's also based on hymns.
Okay.
And I know that your father was a minister.
That's right.
And I imagine you heard a lot of hymns growing up. Do you hear a little hymn-like quality in that piece?
You're a very perceptive listener.
Aren't I?
Yes, absolutely. And that's really, for me, that's almost the beginning, very beginning of my musical life. My interest in music is going to church as a kid and hearing these hymns and feeling something stirring inside me that I couldn't describe. You know, feeling almost like a kind of truth or something that was a very direct experience and that I really couldn't put into words.
Was it a combination of beautiful music in a sacred place?
I think so, yeah. It was, you know, clearly people coming together to be quiet and to think about serious things. And my first music teacher was the artist in residence at our church, and he wrote jazz for the services. His name is Douglas Cook, and he wrote very beautiful, very dissonant, meditative jazz that would be in the services. So for me, that's the beginning of a lot of my, what I like about music is the hymns, the music that Doug wrote in our service. And to me, it's music, that's what's great about music is it's this internal language that we can all share. It's accessible to everybody.
My interview with Will Holzhauser was recorded in 2014. He has a new solo accordion album called The Lone Wild Bird. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we'll talk about how J.D. Vance rose from a struggling Ohio steel town to Yale Law School to venture capital and now the vice presidency. Along the way, he shed old convictions and adopted new ones, some deeply divisive. We'll talk with Atlantic Magazine staff writer George Packer about Vance's transformation and what it reveals about the future of American politics. I hope you'll join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering today from Adam Stanishevsky. Our managing producer is Sam Brigger. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Chaloner, Susan Yakundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Our consulting visual producer is Hope Wilson. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross. Thank you.